This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro. Happy New Year and welcome back to the Decibel Geek Podcast. Yes, it's a whole new year. My name is Aaron Camaro. Joining me as always is... not this time. My friends, Chris Sinzak is sick as a dog. Like sicker than a dog. Like sicker than any dog I've ever seen. His whole family has been quarantined in their homes. I can't let him over here because he's going to infect the whole neighborhood. He's in bad shape. So right now, Chris is in bed snotting and sweating all over the place. If you guys want to take a minute, man, hit him up on the Facebook. Wish him well because it sure would be nice to have him back. Now, this week, I know you probably were expecting the big 2016 best of gargantuan year-end episode that Chris and I always do, but that's not the case today. Today, well, Chris is not here, so you got me. If you guys can put up with hanging out with your old buddy Aaron Camaro for maybe an hour or so, I promise you we're going to have a good time today. So, you know, as always, whether Chris is here or not, there's only one way I want to start the Decibel Geek Podcast every single week, and that is with a sweet-ass five-star iTunes review. And guess what? I don't need Chris here for this. I can look it up myself. And bam, right there on the very top, I got one right here ready to go. Five stars goes a little something like this. I've been a fan for a few years now, but just finally moved to an iTunes account for my music storage. One of the first orders of business on my account is a way overdue five-star review of the awesome Decibel Geek Podcast. Chris and Aaron work very hard to provide us with a musical odyssey every week. This is a very well-planned and professionally executed show. You would think it was a major radio program by the quality, sound, and the lineup of guests they get. They have killer taste in music and relate to the fans because of their love of the music. Only one podcast can survive the weekly trial by fire to become king of the mountain, and that is the Decibel Geek Podcast. Thanks, Anthony Britt. Very cool. I know Anthony Britt. He's been around for a long time, been hanging out with us, commenting on the Facebook page, and also sweet five-star iTunes review right there, and a regular Geek of the Week. Speaking of Geeks of the Week, well, you know the deal. Chris isn't here, so I don't have the Geeks of the Week, but, you know, it's a new year, so I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm just going to guess. I'm going to guess the people that are our honorary Geeks of the Week this week. Now, if you want to become a Geek of the Week and have your name read at the beginning of every single episode, all you've got to do is get out there on the internets, share and retweet last week's episode. A lot of people loved last week's episode, The Tour Bus Tales with Jeremy Owsley. How cool is that guy, man? Love Jeremy Owsley. Can't wait to find a good reason to get him back on the show. Maybe some sick songs he needs us to hear. That'd be a good one. But a lot of people dug it. I know that's for sure. But, you know, based on what I know about the Geeks of the Week, based on what I know about the Decibel Geek Podcast, I think I can wing my way through this. I bet you I can guess all the people that shared last week's episode, so let me give it a shot. Let me think here. Who would have shared it last week? Oh, yeah. How about the Mooger Fooger, the Rockin' Donkey, Billy Hardcore, Ace Frehley? Yeah, I'm sure the Spaceman shared it. Ernesto Aguiar, Ian Wadley of the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, Victor Ruiz of Ear Peeler and Mars Attacks, Greg McGlone, I'm sure, shared it, Joe Royland of Sit and Spin, you know he did it, Pierre Lorenzo, Brian Davis of the Damn Good Movies Memory Podcast, Adam Cox, Gene Simmons, David Glynn, Aaron Baker, Baco and LC from Cobras and Fire, Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure he shared it, Kevin Williams, Brad Schick, Trevor McDougall, Chris Karam, Wayne Cross, Stacy Sullivan, Rob Harris, Neil Johnson, Colin Francis, Brent Tibbetts, Sean Cullen, Paul Stanley, Anthony Britt, Josh Toomey of the Talk to Me podcast, Gino Ames, Paul Korn, BJ Kahuna of Rock and or Roll, Arnie Bouchard, Rockin' Ron of Decibel Geek TV, gotta always keep your eyes on that, Andrew Kiss, the Meister and the Gator of the Canadian Geeks with Beers, Chatting Metal Podcast, new stuff, Brant Cattell, JTB of JTB's Groovy Record Room, Mikhail Burrell, Peter Criss, Mark Alden Taylor and Andrew Jacobs, Glenn Cunningham, Tim Cook, Jack Dorsey, Warren Money, Daniel Spencer, Eric Moore and King Dingling, Chad Pollock, Batman, Dan Chapu, Justin A6, Shane Aber, Terry Bollea, Rick Friel, Derek Novak, Sean Franklin, Joe Becht, Cal Hintz, and Donald Trump. Those are our Geeks of the Week. I want to thank everybody that shared last week's episode. And if you want to become Geek of the Week next week, all you got to do is share what we're doing today. Get out there on Facebook, wherever you share, Instagram, all that good stuff. Just get the word out on the street about the Decibel Geek Podcast, because we're taking this bad boy places in 2017. Well, just starting out kind of weird, but, you know, we're going. There's no place to go but up from here. That's what I'm saying. As soon as Chris gets back, we're firing on all cylinders. We're going to be rocking and rolling in the new year. So what we're doing today, you and me hanging out, I'm going to be telling you about some albums by some artists that are supposed to be coming out with new music in 2017. It's going to be fun. Are you ready? Let's get this thing rocking. Now, this one's coming out on January 27th, so, you know, a couple of these songs have already been released as singles. I'm talking about Jack Russell's Great White, their debut album, He Saw It Coming. It's the good-hearted Captain Jack alongside Dan McNay, who played with Montrose. He's on bass. You got Dickie Flizzar from the UK hard rock band Skin. He plays on drums. And Robbie Lochner on guitar, man. This guy, he played with Rob Halford in Fight, and he's been with Jack since the very beginning of the Jack Russell version of Great White. And wow, is this guy a killer guitar player. Another interesting twist in this is that fellow classic era Great White member, Tony Montana, he's switching from bass to rhythm guitar and keyboards. That's what he does on this album, you know, and he's a great songwriter too. I like the first two singles. I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of the album. And from all accounts that I've read, Jack is really happy with the end results, and he's looking forward to everyone hearing it. So that works out for everybody. Here's a Great White classic to hold us over for a few weeks. This one comes to us from 1989's Twice Shy. It's Jack Russell and Tony Montana, along with other Great White members, Mark Kendall, Audie Desbro, and Michael Lardee. And this is more unified times, but it's awesome stuff. Looking forward to the new Jack Russell Great White. Here's one for you. It's a great song, and it's called Mr. Bone.
Go walk.
Now, I know right now, even though Chris somewhere might be covered with puke and snot and vomit, I know that he would agree that Decibel Geek will always have a soft spot for Jack Russell. I mean, go way back in the archives to episode 34. I mean, we hadn't even been doing this for that long at that point, you know? And Jack took a chance to come on our show, and he gave us a great interview, and, you know, he's sung our praises ever since, and, of course, we do the same for him. Like most Great White fans, I'm sure it bums me out that we can't have the unified lineup. But what makes me happy now is that Jack has an awesome group of musicians and songwriters to help him shine in 2017. So get on out there, pre-order He Saw It Coming on Amazon, of course, through the Decibel Geek link at decibelgeek.com. You got to do that. Next. All right. Well, the last thing Chris said to me was, some Danko Jones. And you know, Chris, I know you're out there, man. I hope you're feeling better by the time you're hearing this. You know, Chris, he's a full-fledged member of the Danko Jones Appreciation Society. That's obvious. Anybody that listens to this show knows that. And you know, for me, they kind of remain on the peripheral a little bit, but whenever Chris plays them, I always enjoy it. So when it comes to picking out a Danko Jones tune to showcase, for me, you know, it's wide open. Just perusing the catalog, they've got a shit ton of great tunes, you know. So I went a little more current since we're talking about new music coming out in 2017, and Danko Jones has got something coming our way. This is from one of Chris's top albums of 2015 called Fire Music. This is Danko Jones with Live Forever.
Thank you.
to Canada, Danko Jones. They're coming back in 2017 with Wildcat. That's going to be released on March 3rd. So again, get out there, pre-order that bad boy through our Amazon link at decibelgeek.com. You know, a lot of cool stuff getting ready to come out in 2017. This is another one I'm really, really excited about. You know, Lizzie Borden released his last full-length studio album, Appointment with Death, way back in 2007. That's been a while. But in 2016, just like a few months ago, he re-signed with Metal Blade Records, the same Metal Blade Records that released his debut album like 32 years ago, Love You to Pieces, man. That's very cool. Some historic stuff right there. What this also means is that we can look forward to new music by Lizzie Borden in 2017. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Here's a classic for you. It's one of my all-time favorites, and anytime I get a chance to play this tune, you know I'm gonna do it. From the album Visual Lies, this is Lizzie Borden with Me Against the World.
It's just me against the
It's me.
if the new Lizzie Borden stuff is anything like that, you know it's going to be amazing. And the vibe that I'm getting from the stuff that I've read is that Lizzie Borden is he's putting together a bunch of different, like, awesome guest musicians to appear on this next album. So no definitive release date yet, but man, I'm down with anything Lizzie Borden does, and I'm stoked that he's still at it. Because, you know, honestly, as a vocalist, as a songwriter, and as a performer, Lizzie Borden is criminally underrated. Criminally. Speaking of that, I'm starting to kind of feel like, you know, going through today, this might be a premonition to the next year, like a year from now, the year-end episode when we pick our top albums of 2017. I wonder how many of these on my list that I'm playing today, the ones I'm anticipating, are going to make my final list. It should be interesting. I bet you a good percentage of them do. Here's one that I bet will. I got to hand it to Frontiers Records, man. You know, they've really been doing a lot to facilitate the creation of new music from artists that I love. I mean, they work with bands like Enough's Enough, Tesla, Whitesnake, Warrant, Y&T, Revolution Saints. I mean, Winger, Sebastian Bach, The Nuge, Striper. I mean, that list goes on and on. And in 2016... they were behind the releases of some pretty great albums, including the new Taiketto, the new Pretty Maids, and that awesome, awesome new Glenn Hughes album. That's just to name a few as well. Then they announced a few months ago that Frontiers had signed Jizzy Pearl to a worldwide deal, which means new music from him in 2017. Not familiar with Jizzy Pearl? That's a damn shame, because you've missed out on one of the most sought-after frontmen in rock, as well as an amazing songwriter who was a founding member of a totally underrated band that debuted in the early 90s called Love Hate. And if you missed out on that, oh man, I feel terrible for you, but it's all out there on Amazon. From there, he would sing for the LA Guns, Rat, Adler's Appetite, Quiet Riot, and released some amazing solo albums in his own right. Here's one of those from 2005's Vegas Must Die. This is Jizzy Pearl with Hit and Miss.
Ooh, yeah! We were high and dry, you and I. Our invitation, and I don't know why. For you, two for me. Let me buy your kids for your trouble. Anywhere you wanna be. Talking like a shit little model now. Hit and miss. I never thought I'd end up like this. It's all hit and miss. Love it and need it and love. Yeah. For you, two for me. Burning both ends of the candle. Anywhere you wanna be. Nothing so hot you can't handle now. Hit and miss. I never thought I'd end up like this. It's all hit and miss. Love it and leave it. Now you know I can't resist. It's all hit. Cause you can't come in. Did you leave your motor running? Are you out? Are you in? Yeah!
No official release date yet for the new stuff, but I'm sure the Decibel Geek writers will give us the heads up probably way before anybody else, like they usually do. Those guys, you know, they get the inside scoop all the time. They're letting us know. And, you know, talking about Jizzy Pearl and LA Guns, that album that they did together, to me, it's kind of like the Motley Crue 94 album, where that's its own entity, like outside of Motley Crue. This is kind of the same way, because it's not an LA Guns album, because Jizzy Pearl's singing on it, but on its own, it's freaking amazing. You really ought to check that out. Do yourselves a favor. Looking forward to new stuff from Jizzy Pearl this year. And speaking of LA Guns, man, it's an exciting time to be an LA Guns fan, you know, with the news that Tracy and Phil are back together again and working on new music. It got me thinking about that classic lineup of LA Guns. And I think most LA Guns fans would consider the classic lineup of the band to be Kelly Nichols on bass, Steve Riley on drums, Mick Cripps and Tracy Guns on guitar, with Phil Lewis on lead vocals. And, you know, maybe a little arguable, but I think that's the one. Now, this is a long, crazy rundown here, so bear with me here for a minute. That lineup lasted for 5 years between 1987 and 1992, and then Steve Riley was fired after a European tour with Skid Row. But at that point, it really didn't matter too much because the band was kind of on hiatus. They weren't doing nothing until they got back together to record 1994's Vicious Circle album, and they did that without Steve Riley. But right after it was all over, they hired him right back into the band, so then you're all back together. Except now, Phil Lewis and Mick Cripps leave the band. So that leaves only Tracy and Steve and Kelly, and what they do is they come out with American Hardcore, which, that's another weird one. That's not even an LA Guns album, really, but just in title, sort of. Kelly Nichols sticks around long enough to help write and record that record, but once that one comes out, PolyGram's done, and they drop the band immediately, and then Kelly Nichols is gone. So that means they're down to two. So Tracy and Steve, they would kick around with a revolving door of bandmates between 1995 and 1999, when finally the classic lineup reunited once again. That lasts about a year before Mick Cripps and Nichols leaves again. They're gone. But wait, you know, in 2001, Mick Cripps is back, and he's on the album Man in the Moon, which is a really great record. Then Cripps is out again, so we're back down to three. That brings 2002's stellar, awesome album Waking the Dead. Soon as that's over, Tracy Guns quits the band to join up with Nikki Sixx and the Brides of Destruction. This time, Steve sticks with Phil. You with me? We're back down to two. And that's the way it stays for 14 years. Different members of LA Guns. And then, of course, you had the Tracy Guns thing going on, which was always just him for pretty much, I guess. You know, Paul Black, if you want to count all that. But moving forward now, it was announced this last year, it was huge news that Phil and Tracy were going to do some shows together, you know, which I'm guessing must have turned out pretty good, because now they're moving forward with the LA Guns name and plan on releasing new music in 2017, which means we're back to three. No, we're not, because Steve Riley isn't a part of this latest incarnation of LA Guns. Complicated? Yeah, I know it is, but at least we got Phil and Tracy back on the same page again and new LA Guns music in our future. That's a great thing. We all know they can do great things together. So, perfect example of that, man, classic lineup right here from Hollywood Vampires. This is LA Guns with Over the Edge.
Japanese TV.
awesome stuff right there, man. Love LA Guns. Really looking forward to that new music, you know. And if you want to know the real reason why Steve Riley isn't working with LA Guns right now, I can recommend, I was doing some reading, you know, trying to figure out how that all worked, but a really, really pretty interesting interview that Steve Riley gave to Greg Schmidt back in 2008 on rockeyes.com. That's rockeyes.com. The interview is still there. You can read it today. He says some pretty harsh things about Tracy, and I would imagine, you know, based on the severity of the stuff that he was saying, there's probably still some pretty hard feelings there. So I would definitely recommend giving that a read, especially if you're an LA Guns fan or are just interested in the crazy, you know, long and winding trail of what leads us to what we got today, which is new music, which I'm cool with. All right, well, before we get back into the rock and roll, let me remind you real quick about HK Collectibles, Inc., man. Let me tell you, there's all kinds of cool stuff there. It's an Amazon store. The banner is on our website, decibelgeek.com. It's right up at the top. There's two banners, our Amazon banner and the HK Collectibles, Inc. banner. You click on that, it's going to take you to a store on Amazon that is a collection of amazing things, books, movies, music, and, you know, talking about some of the stuff we're talking about and going to talk about today. What he's got on there currently, right now, at this moment, and the prices are really pretty amazing for the things that you can get. You got to check it out. He's got a ticket stub from Great White and Tesla in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania from 1989. You know somebody that maybe went to that? Somebody that's a big Tesla or Great White fan? Put that bad boy in a frame, give it to him, hang it up on the wall. Hang it up in your man cave. He's also got a ticket stub from an Izzy Stradlin show in Charlotte, North Carolina from 1993. Also from Charlotte, North Carolina, a ticket stub from 1985 for Accept and Helix. How cool is that? Collectors, you want to have something cool like that? You know somebody that lives in Charlotte that maybe went to that show, would love to have that as a souvenir? That's the place to get it. I know a lot of people do a lot of collecting. There's a lot of people that collect Coca-Cola and Miller and Harley-Davidson and Budweiser and Playboy and Ford Mustang stuff, you know, memorabilia, things like that. He's got these print ads, and I was perusing through today, and they're really awesome. There's all kinds of stuff like that and a whole lot more. Click on our banner at Amazon at decibelgeek.com. It'll take you to HK Collectibles, Inc. Now, you know, our banner right there on decibelgeek.com is our Amazon banner. Whew, at this point, I think everybody knows how it works. You do your shopping through Amazon, go through our link. Amazon is going to give us a little kickback for you doing that. You know, it takes you a second. You help us out a ton. I don't have the list of Amazon purchases this week, so what I can do is share a few things that was bought through our Amazon link in my household this last couple of weeks. My beautiful wife was sweet enough to buy me seasons 1 and 2 of Gotham. God, I love that show. Little Batman. It's amazing. Seasons 1 and 2 of The Flash. I love that show too. And season 1 of Outsiders. I don't know if you guys have seen this. This is a really cool show. Season 2 is about to come on TV. I'm stoked for it. In music, I bought myself Enough's Enough's Clown's Lounge right before Christmas time because, you know, I didn't want to take the chance no one would get it for me. It's really good. It's really, really good. It's one new song and a bunch of old stuff that was recorded like around the time of their debut album, which... it's crazy. These songs are so good. That debut album by Enough's Enough could have been a double album, which would have been insane, but it could have been. I also bought for my father-in-law a CD called The Best of Cozy Powell, and he really enjoyed it. What a great gift. I got in return for that Motorhead No Remorse compilation. There's a bunch of cool Motorhead stuff on there that I had never heard before. I also got Motorizer by Motorhead. What a great Christmas. In my stocking, I found Thin Lizzy, Thunder and Lightning. I got myself Y&T's 10 because ever since we did the Y&T discussion, I've been a little Y&T crazy. I'm really digging, enjoying learning more about this. Well, I've learned everything there is to learn about them pretty much, but now I'm really discovering the music. And, you know, through that link, I can get pretty much any Y&T album I want to get, and it's awesome. And finally, I got the Kiss Asylum Remastered. I can finally replace the old beat-up version that I bought when I was a much younger man. That's your Amazon list for the week. Like I said, just take a minute to go through our link. It helps us out a ton. You know, it only takes you a second. Cool stuff. Another way you can help us out, become a Decibel Geek VIP. We've got cool stuff going on there. We've got our own secret YouTube channel. That's where everything's going through now. As a matter of fact, the episode, well, you know, with the whole Chris being sick thing, it kind of throws things into chaos a little bit because I'm not sure what's coming out next week. I know we're sitting on a really, really awesome Albums Unleashed that we want to kick off the new year with. We didn't plan on doing it this way, but, you know, I just didn't want to leave you guys hanging. I know Chris wouldn't want me to do it, so I figured buckle down. This is how I spent my New Year's Eve, kind of putting together things to talk to you guys about today. So thank you for sticking with me. Thank you to the VIPs for helping us out. Thank you for everyone that shops through Amazon, through our link, and supports HK Collectibles, Inc. And thank you for everybody that purchases albums by the artists that we showcase on this show, because, like always, without these bands putting out music and without us fans supporting them doing it, the music goes away. And what a sad, bleak world it would be. Sad and bleak. Speaking of the next guy I'm going to tell you about, and I always wonder if I should do this, because this next artist, man, he's about as polarizing as it gets. And either you get it and you like it, or you really, really hate him. Or you're his bus driver, and after last week, we know how that all goes. But for the most part, me, I'm a fan of Marilyn Manson. And 2017 is the 20th anniversary of Manson's breakthrough album, Antichrist Superstar. Now, in 2016, he found himself back in Louisiana where it was recorded. He was filming for an upcoming appearance on the TV show Salem, and apparently the experience awakened something in Manson that would inspire him to return to the studio. Yeah. The result will be his 10th studio album, Say 10. He has recently pointed out in interviews that he feels the new album captures the best parts of Antichrist Superstar and 1998's Mechanical Animals, which, you know, to me it's good because those are arguably his two best albums, especially Mechanical Animals, I'd say. You know, I always felt like there was a certain Pink Floyd The Wall kind of thing going on there with that album, and it's probably my favorite of his. And here's a good reason why. A song I really like a lot, you know. I hope you guys dig it too, man. I always feel like I'm going out on a limb when I play Marilyn Manson, but I hope it'll be worth it. This is a great tune for Mechanical Animals, and it's called Coma White.
Yeah.
don't know. Maybe it's just me. I know it's not just me. I dig it. On February 14th, Marilyn Manson wants you to say 10. And then he also wants you to hail Satan. And now you know what you can get your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. February 14th, brand new Marilyn Manson. There you go. You know, 17, the big year coming up, it seems like it's marking a lot of change in the world. But, you know, I have hope for our future and the new year. You know, and just knowing that there will be a new Overkill album gives me the faith that everything is going to be just fine. Because, you know, sometimes it seems like the future is full of uncertainty and we never know what crazy thing is going to happen next. You know, in these chaotic times, you can rejoice. You can rejoice in knowing that some things will never change. Like when Overkill releases a new album, there is no uncertainty and no doubt about what you're getting. Headbanging thrash metal with a ton of hooks and melody blending in with a load of attitude. While I am busting out a lot of classics today, I'm so impressed with the new songs that have been released already. I gotta share one of them with you in hopes that you will pre-order The Grinding Wheel. Brand new music from Overkill. I know you're gonna dig it. Get ready to bang your heads. This is Mean Green Killing Machine. There's no doubt about what you're getting with Overkill. It's always epic, heavy, and powerful. The Grinding Wheel gets its worldwide release on February 19th and is available now for pre-order on Amazon through the link, of course, at decibelgeek.com. Do it, man. Overkill, new music, 2017. I know it's going to be a good year. That's the best news I've heard in a long time. Now, if you've been listening to Decibel Geek for a while, you know that Chris and I are both big fans and supporters of Christopher Williams. You know, I can tell you what an awesome drummer he is, but the fact that Accept chose him to join them speaks that way more than I could ever express. So if you want to know what a cool guy and massive Kiss fan he is, just roll on back to this past July when he joined us for our Kissmas celebration on episode 247. Man, I love Accept, the new stuff and the classic era alike. I am so stoked that Christopher's going to be making his full-length studio album debut with the band. He's only going to make their music better. I can guarantee you that. Enjoy this, man. Good stuff. Accept from 2010's Blood of Nations. Great tune. This one's called Teutonic Terror. We'll be right back. Solid release date yet, but it's fully expected to be released sometime in 2017. So again, look to decibelgeek.com to stay abreast of all the new releases in the world of hard rock and metal, because our writers always have the inside word about the upcoming releases and are among the first to review the newest albums, sometimes weeks before they're even released. And I'm telling you, these are people that work with us at the website. They're part of the Decibel Geek family. They are people you can trust. So when they tell you there's a new album coming out and it's awesome, you got to listen to them. The beautiful thing about it is they're not just doing reviews of, you know, these big name bands like this. They're doing reviews of bands that you may not have otherwise ever heard of. So in 2016, I can't tell you how many bands that the Decibel Geek writers doing these reviews have turned me on to. And it makes me anticipate albums coming out again, because when I read their review and I say, oh, that's awesome, I got to get that. And then I go to Amazon or I go to iTunes and I find out, oh, you got to pre-order it. Now I'm excited again. I'm excited waiting for albums. And speaking of exciting albums, man, I'm really, really stoked for this next one. Remember earlier in the year when we had Ian Wadley on the show? Oh, no, not that time, not that time. I'm talking about the time when when the co-host of the Rock and Metal podcast came on and shared six songs that he thought we all should hear. You know, we needed to hear those songs. That was the day that I was turned on to Orchid. And since then, I got to tell you, man, I've been hooked on this band. The albums Mouth of Madness and Capricorn, the Zodiac Sessions, they've been on a pretty steady rotation in my life, and I'm not complaining. I was thinking the other day while listening to it that it makes me think about what would have happened in 87 if Tony Iommi would have teamed up with Blackie Lawless instead of Tony Martin. So basically, if you're an aficionado of Wasp and Sabbath, then Orchid may be your new favorite band, and it pleases me greatly to know that they have new stuff coming our way. But in the meantime, here's one I like a lot, and it's called Masters of It All.
Masters of It All.
Brave Words broke the news back in September that Orchid has a new drummer and is currently working on their next album to be released sometime in 2017 through Nuclear Blast Records. That's awesome. In the meantime, their albums and their latest four-song EP, Sign of the Witch, are all available at Amazon through DecibelGeek.com. Do it. I love it. Recommend it highly. Great stuff. I guess that's winding us up for today. So if you're still with me, man, this is tough work doing it by myself, man. I really miss Chris Sinzak. My voice is a little shot. I've been working hard, but we made it through. I got one more to share with you, but before we go, you know, of course, you know, like I said, hit up Chris on the Facebook. Wish him well. Help him through. Oh, him and his family. Pray for him. They're all sick. Pray that they stay indoors until they're better. Don't contaminate the world. That's how The Walking Dead started. Scary stuff. Become a VIP. Check us out at DecibelGeek.com. Get yourself a t-shirt. Support our writers, you know, our photographers, our videographers, Decibel Geek TV. Support these people. They're supporting us. They make us better, you know. They make this whole thing better because they're helping us make connections as well for people we could have on the show. What's coming next week? Like I said, I'm not really sure. You know, bear with us. We'll figure it out. We figured it out today. You guys got something fun. I had fun doing it. So you ready for one more before we go? Here it is. So, back in June, Dizzy Reed and Richard Fortus were talking about a new GNR album, like a follow-up to Chinese Democracy, because they said that there was a shit ton of unreleased material that was recorded during those sessions, and that they totally expected it to be released soon. So then on top of that, Axl Rose himself said that not only had he been sharing ideas with Slash and Duff about new music, but there's also the possibility of a collaboration with Angus Young on some new music as well, so maybe even new Axel DC album in 2017. And by the way, if they do that, they should call it Axel DC. Don't call it AC/DC. Call it something else, but don't call it AC/DC. I wouldn't mind seeing Axel release, you know, like Chinese Democracy 2, The Lost Sessions. But after that, ultimately, again, you know, and we've talked about this a couple of times with different bands today, including Great White and LA Guns, but I gotta believe, like me, most fans would truly love to see a full collaboration of the original lineup, including Izzy and Steven, you know, and have them go into the studio, kind of start from scratch, and try, you know. Can Appetite for Destruction be duplicated in 2017? No freaking way. No way, and I know that. But, you know, wouldn't it be cool to see these guys kind of sit down and challenge themselves as writers and players to see how close they could get to just try to recapture that magic of that perfect album? You know, how would that be? How great would it be if it came out in 2017? So it's going to be a great year either way. Thank you guys again for supporting us. I thank you guys for, you know, going ahead and wishing Chris a lot of love and getting him back in here. So, because I don't know if I could do this every week by myself. This is tough. But yeah, thank you guys again. You know, share and retweet the episode, become a VIP, all that good stuff. And a lot of good things coming in 2017. I got good feelings about Decibel Geek TV. I got good feelings about the Facebook. I got good feelings about everybody that's joining us in this party that is Decibel Geek. So for the next year, stick around with us and we'll all rock and roll together. So I'm going to leave you with this today. You got to know it. You got to love it. It's Guns N' Roses from Appetite for Destruction with You're Crazy. We'll be right back.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.